It's iPower 92.1. I'm Sean Anthony with Big Keith, and we have a special guest in the studio, Jared Fogle. Jared, the Subway guy. Jared, welcome to Richmond, man.
Good to be back. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, I understand. Last time you was here, I think you was with T.T. Torres or her.
Yes, yes.
It's good to finally meet you myself. You know, Keith and I, we're both big fans of Subway. We frequent at Subway quite often.
Maybe too much.
Yeah, maybe
no,
too much.
There's never too much. Not with Subway, so it's okay.
Look, I know you're here for the wait to text program. I want to talk about that in a few because that's very important. But you know, it's my first time here. How did you become the spokesperson for Subway? How did that all pan out for you?
I was when I was 20 years old back in 1998. I weighed 425 pounds. So I mean, I was a big guy. You know, had a 60-inch waist. I wore a 6XL in a shirt. I mean, I was huge. Needed to lose a whole bunch of weight, obviously. Needed to get my life back on track. And you know, I was only 20 years old and ultimately lived next door to a Subway restaurant when I went to Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. And started eating Subway twice a day. I mean, literally, I was about 10 steps away from my front door to the front door of a Subway. It was right next to my apartment. And just crazy idea to try eating it twice a day. Maybe thought it might work, you know, if I stick to the low-fat offerings, obviously. But and I had to be smart. You know, no mayonnaise, oil, or cheese if I wanted to keep it lower fat. And
there goes my Subway sandwich.
Yeah, see, I'm ruining it right now. And then they just came out with the baked Lays. So I could do a bag of the baked Lays chips as opposed to the fried chips. And then the biggest thing for me was getting rid of the regular soda. Because at one point, I was probably drinking 12, 13, 14 cans of Mountain Dew a day.
Wow.
Just that kind of, you know, so just pure sugar. And I knew I needed to cut that out too. So I started drinking diet sodas. I started drinking a lot more water instead. Mm-hmm. So I started doing that once for lunch, once for dinner. The weight started coming off. And within a year of doing that, plus walking for about a half hour every day, dropped about 245 pounds.
245.
But never thought, I mean, I would ever become the Subway guy.
So how did Subway approach you?
Well, a buddy of mine actually wrote an article about me in a campus paper at IU, and that article that he wrote then got picked up by newspapers and magazines around the country, and ultimately got a call from Subway saying, hey, we want to talk to you about what you've done, and I was still finishing up my last year of school, and they flew me out to LA, and I'd never been to California before, and I thought it was going to be a one-shot deal, and we shoot this little test commercial about my story, and boom, it just sort of takes off, and the biggest thing, I really still attribute the thing that besides the initial commercial, about 2 weeks after it started running, I got a call from the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Wow.
And when Oprah calls, you jump. You don't care where you just take it, you know. And she put me on her show within a couple of days, and it was crazy. I mean, from that point forward, it really just launched it. And then, you know, here we are now, 13 years later or so. And it's
and you're still the front man for Subway.
Still the front man, still doing it, and travel about 200 days a year with them all over the country, all over the world, sharing the story, and now hopefully having other people say, if I can do it, they can do it too.
Now, we're talking to Jared, the Subway guy. This is Sean Anthony of Big Keith, iPower 92.1. Obviously, they're compensating you pretty well. I mean,
I haven't had to pay for a Subway sandwich in a while, so that's sort of been nice.
But, see, I need those kind of perks, man.
If you ever saw the movie Happy Gilmore with Adam Sandler, and he got a Subway for Life card, I'm still waiting for my Subway for Life card. It hasn't come yet, but I'm hoping.
Your face is your card.
I just point to my poster up in the store. Come on, don't you know who
Hey, that's me. That's me, okay?
Do you feel pressure on keeping the weight off?
Absolutely, without a doubt. And I think, you know, it's funny because everyone talks about losing weight. It's harder to keep the weight off than it is to lose weight. When you lose weight, you're in a zone. You have a rhythm. You just sort of get into it, you know, and you just do it. And I think for most people, I mean, that's why almost everybody can lose weight at some point in their life.
Right.
But it's the stories of keeping that weight off, it's so much harder because you just, you revert back to your old habits or you fall back. And it's just hard because, you know, when you have that mission, you sort of know what to do. But then once you lose the weight, you're like, well, what do I do now? So, I mean, I think the way I've sort of been able to do it is I looked at it as phase one was losing the weight. But then phase two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and so on and so on and so on. Is that continual struggle to keep it off, realizing that your life's going to change, your you know, your relationship status with people is going to change, your job's going to change, your age is going to change, your body is changing. And if you don't adapt to those things and just keep on the same track, you can easily put that weight back on. So I think you have to realize it's going to fluctuate a little bit. You're going to have some bad days. Maybe that's okay. You got to make sure you have more good days and just keep with it and keep wanting to do it. But I realize I worked way too hard to get that weight off in the first place. You know, so
I know that's right. If you're just tuning in, Jared, the Subway guy, he's in the studio. It's iPower 92.1. I'm Sean Anthony, Big Keith. Jared has a special message we want to touch base on. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but he has a campaign about waiting to text. And sending text messages while you're driving.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about that.
What about if it's a freaky picture? Like,
can you look at a freaky picture, Jared?
That's even worse.
Hold on. Who that?